This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Do you have these dates on your calendar? The Oceana DX contest for 2017 is on the weekend of the 7th and 8th of October, and the Oceana DX CW contest is on the 14th and 15th of October. Christmas dinner will be at the Belair Hotel on the 3rd of December, and the famous Ahas picnic at Lions Park will be on Saturday, the 21st of January. Details of who to contact to book your place will be available soon. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 13th of October, and the next social morning at the Shack will be on the 14th of October. Monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre for Young Street Blackwood. Rod, VK5ZRK's presentation about batteries for portable operation at the September General Meeting was a great success, with Rod being mobbed by the members after the talk to find out more. I will be talking about boat anchor restoration at the October the 19th General Meeting. You may need this skill after the upcoming silent auction. The Ahas Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. We're having a grass cutting and general clean-up at the Shack on Saturday the 30th of September. A sausage sizzle lunch will be served after the work has been done. You will need garden tools, and we will need a couple of rugged grass cutters. Email Barry if you can supply these. We've won so far, but we need at least one more. VK5BW at wia.org.au. The very popular Ahas buy and sell is on November the 12th, and we are convinced this is the biggest and best ham radio buy and sell in Australia. As usual, it is at the Goodwood Community Centre, Rosa Street, Goodwood. Entry fee is $5 for buyers, and the doors open at 9:30 a.m. Private tables are $10. Book your table by email table booking requests to David, VK5KC@wia.org.au, and Roy, VK5NRG, at wia.org.au. Please send requests to both, so you don't miss out. If you do not have an email address, you can speak to these folks at the next club meeting. Ahas will be conducting the next Foundation Licence course and all levels of assessment on the weekend of the 7th and 8th of October 2017. Booking is essential. Further information, please contact Sassy Naylor, VK5SN at wia.org.au, or by phone on 0417 858 547. Have you paid your subs? They were due in February. If you're not a financial member by the end of September, your email will be deleted from the Ahas database and you will not receive notification of a number of upcoming silent auctions. You need to be a financial member of Ahas to bid on these. When did you last join the Ahas 2-metre net on Monday night, starting at 8 o'clock, on the RAD repeater? Well worth joining in, as there are some quite interesting and lively discussions. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp at wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, it's time once again for the North East Radio Club news, read by Les, VK5KLD. Friday night's tech night was well attended, despite the temptation to watch the football. And Brian, VK5VI, gave a very good rundown on digital radio techniques. So thank you very much again, Brian, for a very informative session. Certainly helped me understand a few things about digital radio. And speaking about digital radio, there's a C4FM fusion repeater now on air. It's VK5RDF, and it's voice only. There's no analog. And the frequency is 438.1125 megahertz. And the offset is minus 7 megahertz. So have a try on that repeater if you've got the capability to use C4FM. And we're still on the hunt for relay operators for Wireless Institute broadcasts, and specifically for the 80-metre and 40-metre relays. And if you think you can help us out in this regard, then get in touch with Trevor, VK5ATQ, and you can either ring him up on his phone at 8380-5542 or whip off an email to him, vk5atq@wia.org.au. And of course, the big news today is the location for next Friday night's Fifth Friday Night Dinner. Yeah, we're off again to have a great night of dining and discussion. So next Friday night, the 29th of September, we will be meeting at the Northgate Community and Sports Club, which is on Roe Avenue in Northfield. And you can access Roe Avenue either from Folland Avenue, which runs between Hampstead Road and Foster's Road, or if you're on Grand Junction Road, Roe Avenue can be accessed from Grand Junction Road. And you'll find that the Sports and Community Club is at the Oval site, and there's plenty of parking. And hope to see you there about 6:30 for a very good night. So don't forget, next Friday night's Fifth Friday Night Dinner, the Northgate Community and Sports Club. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you have a good week, and I hope to see you on Friday night at the Fifth Friday Night Dinner. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief message from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Last Wednesday, the 20th of September, Tech Night, was a presentation by David, VK5KK, and Ben, VK5TX. The topic was eBay gems. It was very informative. With various boards, heat shrink, multimeters, boxes, lamps, and PC boards already assembled for use, passed around the meeting. It was very, very, very well done. The Jota and Jotai orientation and setup day for those members participating in the event will be on Saturday, 14th of October from 9 a.m. The Jota 60th anniversary will be on the 21st and 22nd of October, and Bruce VK5VAB is coordinating. He can be contacted on joti@chariot.net.au. The EARC 5th Wednesday, 29th of November event is to be arranged, and advice will be passed on later. The next Tech Night on the third Wednesday in October will be an introduction to Arduino. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. As you are listening to this broadcast, you are listening, aren't you? A number of our more adventurous members will be sitting behind video cameras or in their cars, helping with the running of the 2017 Pines Enduro. Run on closed roads and pine plantations, it is one of the biggest off-road events in this part of the state. For the first time, the Millicent Sandbuggy Club hopes to have live video coverage of large sections of Teagle's Quarry, where all of the action takes place on Saturday by way of a prologue. Sunday sees more of the same, but the cars venture out onto the course proper for this day. Sunday always sees fast and furious racing, with all competitors hell-bent on a win or a place. Many succumb to mechanical problems or driver error, and by the last lap the field has usually shrunk quite a bit. It's always been a good exercise for the radio group, as it helps to keep our hands in at portable operation, and keeping track of car numbers can be a real challenge, especially if it is wet as the numbers get covered in mud. I've always enjoyed the weekend over the years that I've helped out, and I'm sure the other members of the Surge think the same way. Here's hoping that the weather is kind to us for the whole weekend. Last Sunday's barbecue at Dorodong with the members of the Narracourt group was again a success. 21 people attended on a beautiful sunny Sunday afternoon, and although it was quite windy, we were very well sheltered by all of the surrounding trees. An excellent barbecue while sitting in the sun and shooting the breeze was enjoyed by all. The visit to Ross VK3KBO's home was also very interesting, especially to those who had not been able to attend the previous session. Ross's wire-bending machines are sheer genius and demonstrate the tenacity that he uses when building something to perform a specific task. He will not give up until he gets it to work the way that he intended it should. The ladies were impressed with Ross's wife's quilting machine. She decided that she would like it to be computerised, and so Ross set to work to achieve that aim. He designed and built the interface and got it all working. Well done, Ross. We look forward to more of their sessions with the Narracourt group, as they were always an enjoyable outing. Next month will be another big one for us, as we have a big rally to help with in the Haywood, Victoria area. Although we have helped at this one for a number of years, this year it forms part of a national rally championship. It has therefore attracted more entries than before, so it will test us all out and keep us on our toes. We will also trial holding a monthly business meeting in Millicent in October, as we have a number of members who live in the district. It will be interesting to see how that pans out as well. I've been a bit long-winded this week, so I'll call a halt here. As usual, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is David, VK5 Kilo Charlie, on behalf of the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The buy and sell is now only a few weeks away. Table bookings are starting to pick up, so please make sure you have a table. Send an email to me, VK5KiloCharlie, at wia.org.au, and Roy, VK5NRG, at wia.org.au. So Sunday, November the 12th, same venue and same time, 7:30 for sellers, 9:30 for buyers into the sale hall. Have all the usual commercial traders there. So Sunday, November the 12th, week later than usual. 5th of November is the Maker Fair, so you will be free to attend the Maker Fair at Tonsley. So get your bookings in, email myself or Roy, and make sure you have a table to sell all your pre-loved goodies. This has been David, VK5KC, for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.